Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome once again to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I am so happy to have you here. And, you know, much love to my people, the Secret Vibe tribe. Welcome to the lounge. And a special welcome for the newcomers. Welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. And Vibe, as you probably know by now, is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And Vibe itself is short for vibration. Vibration being the energy that you project, the energy that is in motion. And this is a place where you get to heighten, to increase your vibration so that you can attract in high quality circumstances and experiences in your life. Now today, I want to talk about a story that I read when I was a little girl. I was very much into reading fairy tales. And one of my favorite fairy tales, as depicted by the Ladybird brand, was Sleeping Beauty. And Sleeping Beauty, I know it was recently made again, I think by Disney, and the movie was called Maleficent, or at least the character was called Maleficent. So just for those who aren't familiar with those stories, I'm just going to give a recap of what Sleeping Beauty was about. And Sleeping Beauty was about a king and a queen who had a beautiful daughter, and they invited some good witches to the ceremony of their daughter. So I suppose to give them a blessing. But there was this one witch that they didn't invite. I don't know why they didn't invite her. Maybe she wasn't considered a good witch, but for whatever reason, they didn't want her there. And so whilst two of the fairies gave, you know, great gifts, like as you grow older, you'll become more and more beautiful. I think another one said, as you grow older, you know, you'll be more beautiful in song. And before the third fairy could give her gift, this wicked witch, she basically said that on her 16th birthday, that the beautiful princess would fall into deep sleep after pricking her finger on a needle, on a spindle, in fact, of a spinning wheel. And so we see the story unfold, and that's exactly what happened. And the lady, the beautiful princess, falls into a deep slumber. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, why is Valerie, why is Valerie telling this story? And the reason why I'm telling this story is I believe that a lot of women are simply that. They are sleeping princesses. They are sleeping queens. They do not know their identity. And the thing is, if you do not know your identity, you are going to fall prey of what the modern society now refers to as toxic masculinity. So toxic masculinity, what is that? Well, there's a lot of false masculinity around. And I believe that one of the tests, or one of the ways that you can identify toxic masculinity, I'm fumbling over actually even saying the word, is his desire to protect his woman. And in one of my past shows, I actually spoke about narcissistic men and how I had had an experience where I was dating a narcissistic man. And that was one of the red flags that kind of waved its bold color in front of me, was the fact that he seemed to have this lack of what I would call natural instinct of a real man to protect his woman. And it would manifest in little ways. I say little, but for me, being aware or being hypersensitive to red flags, it would show up in ways, for example, if I'm crossing the road and he's with me, he would walk across the road and leave me on the pavement. I'm a traditional kind of girl, and my understanding of how a man would show his protectiveness is, even if he's walking on the pavement, sometimes he'll have the woman on the inside of the pavement, sidewalk, they say in America, to protect her. But here was this guy running across the road and didn't seem to care whether I got across the road safely, and I was just left kind of floundering. This was one of the things that kind of pricked up my ears. So today I want to look at masculinity. I want to look at what is toxic masculinity and how sleeping queens, sleeping princesses are falling victim to this condition. So I believe that men, real men, protect their women. And you know, I think that that is such an essential part. But on top of that, I also think that real men never really make a woman feel or doubt her self-worth. But you have men in society who have this ongoing need to actually break down women. They drain women of their self-confidence. They drain women of their consciousness of women, and they do it intentionally. And unfortunately, our sleeping princesses are falling under a spell, as it were. They're falling under an illusion, because she doesn't have a clue as it relates to the trap that she's actually now placed herself in. Now, many women are taking a lot of these men seriously, and the men are just playing games. They're literally playing games with intention to break down these women. It's almost as if it's a challenge to do so. And in the same vein, they're looking to what they can take from these women. But you know, as women, our hearts are in this, and it's really heartbreaking when I see women falling to this and the man is simply just playing games. Now I have to ask myself, or you may be asking yourself, how on earth does a man take a woman and break her down to a point where she literally feels like she's losing her mind? She feels like she's absolutely nothing. She feels like she's worthless. All her confidence has gone. He's broken her down to a point where she accepts all forms of abuse, all levels of abuse, and yet she continues to pursue this guy, even when he rejects her over and over and over again. And on top of that, it is intentional. You know, in the week I received a text message from a past client who was looking at a video online, and she observed the comments under this particular video. I'm going to share with you the comments. It was in the public domain, so I don't think there's anything wrong with me actually sharing, and I will hide the identity of the person as well. But when I saw this text, I was mortified, and I felt the woman's pain, and I felt like I needed to speak about it today, because I want to show these men, or show the brothers, show the good brothers, this is what men are doing. But women, we also have to take responsibility. So this show is really about, as are all my shows, about educating you and making you fully armed and prepared for combating, or avoiding in fact, this game. So let me find the text and I'll read it out to you. Okay, so I'm gonna go to this text. Right, so In the week, I received a message from one of my clients, and this is what it says. It says, "Good morning, Valerie. I was listening to this video this morning, and I wanted to direct you to the comments of a lady nicknamed, I'll just call her Samantha, okay? And it got me thinking, imagine all those people out there who need you, Valerie. I wonder how someone in such pain seeks help for herself. That is what we were discussing once. I don't believe that you can make it on your own in such moments because you are in such deep pain and you're just numb and unable to believe in anything. You always need someone to get you out of the water." And then she says, "We'll send screenshots of the exchange." So she's then proceeded to send me screenshots of this particular exchange. So in response, so this lady, so imagine the scenario now. This woman has, she's listened to a video and she's put a comment below the video. And this is what it reads. So she says, "I want to believe this." Okay, so obviously it must have been some type of encouraging information. "But I don't know what to believe anymore. I've been married for 13 years to who I thought was my forever. I've accepted his flaws, shortcomings and all. Never made him feel bad about it. I know I had some shortcomings as well, but I was loyal, never cheated, forgave him when he cheated. Oh Lord. By his side through it all. We're not separated, pending a divorce, something I didn't want. I fought for my love for this man and kept losing. He started dating someone that could be our teen daughter and professed his love for her already. My heart has been broken numerous times and I want to let him go, but my heart and soul won't let me be. So where do I go from here? I pray every night and day. I pray when I feel happy and sad. I express gratitude, yet I feel like I'm being casted away as if I have all my... I feel as if I'm being casted away as I have all my life once again. Yet everyone else is living fulfilled." That is so sad. But immediately, when reading that, you can see how she's co-created this situation when she says, "I was loyal, never cheated, but she forgave him when he cheated. By his side through it all, she stood, you know, she maintained the relationship despite that, him cheating over and over again." So the lady who created the video responds, "So sorry this is happening. Please consider looking up some group counseling, okay? Grief recovery or divorce care. I only suggest this so that you have a healthy way to face the emotions you feel. It may also serve as accountability for you to care for your health and wellness. Exercise, handle your financial affairs, etc. You have no control over another person's choices, but you can definitely get yourself healthy and fit while discovering God's answers. You prayed, he is answering. Now believe that regardless, God is your husband first and will care for you." I felt that advice wasn't specific enough. Okay. The lady now responds. Okay. The lady that I called Samantha. She says, "Thanks for your reply. I prayed for God to reconcile our relationship. I prayed for him to at least let me have some peace. And I feel like he isn't answering. I feel like he's taking everything away from me. In my mind, we lost our firstborn, my mother who didn't have health issues, and now this. I feel like everything is my fault. Did I really do something to deserve all of this misfortune? I feel so alone in this world and so damaged. Therapy isn't even working for me." And it goes on. But when I read that, I was just so mortified because I just thought to myself, this is a huge problem where women's self-esteem is on the floor. And if you've got sleeping princesses who are not awake to how beautiful, how abundant, how strong, how regal how valuable they are, then this is what we end up with: women who are subjecting themselves to what I call toxic masculinity. And in fact, they are complicit to that. You see, you attract not what you want, but who you are. And we could see this lady, I could clearly see where she had tolerated and tolerated and tolerated. And so now this is the situation that she finds herself in. And this is a story for many thousands of women out there. So how does a man take a woman and break her down to that point that she accepts any kind of abuse? How does that even happen? So let's tell the story of that. So what he does, this man, is, and perhaps there's many of you on this call that can actually, in this lounge, that can relate to this. So he penetrates the woman's world. Okay? He penetrates all of her defenses. And he does it through being very intentional and very calculated in his devices. And through that conversation, he finds out exactly what the woman likes. He finds out what her desires are. He finds out what are her buttons that he can press. And then he then decides, strategy wise, you see, this is all strategy. What does her dream man actually even look like? Because remember, he wants to conform to this behavior. He becomes everything that she ever dreamt of. He becomes her knight in shining armor. You see, within us, at heart, we're all still princesses. And he becomes her knight in shining armor. And these men know that women are seeking their knight in shining armor. And the poor woman, she has absolutely no clue as to this man's devices, his strategies, that the person that she thinks she's experiencing is really out to actually penetrate her walls. And once he penetrates her defenses with his calculation and his strategy, and he does all of the things that she likes, because remember, this is literally a wolf in sheep's clothing. He then, from within the walls, now seeks to break the woman down. And the way that he often does that is he lures her into a sexual relationship. Very, very strategic. And that sexual relationship is probably the sweetest experience that she's ever had. And then there becomes the emotional addiction. Now, as women, when we mate with a man, we secrete the hormone oxytocin. The hormone oxytocin helps us to bond with the man. It's the same hormone that's secreted in our bodies when we give birth to a child and we breastfeed a child, that helps us to bond with the child. Okay? And so you now find yourself emotionally bonding with that man. In fact, it feels like you're addicted to the man, because sometimes you begin to see the red flags and your brain is saying, I need to move away from this guy, but yet your body says yes. Okay, so the first step is he sexually entangles you, and then he emotionally entangles you. And he comes by and he uses his sweet words and he whines and he dines you. And, you know, the sexual encounters that you have, you think, oh my gosh, there's no other man that's going to make me feel this way. And he becomes extremely sophisticated in meeting all of the needs that you've expressed to him through conversation. And in essence, what happens is you become like a junkie. You're a junkie on that drug that he keeps on giving you. That's how it feels. And then you know what? He then has you wrapped around his little finger. And so once you've now become addicted to him, he often now uses this as now the opportunity to take and to take and to take from you. Okay? And what will he take from you? He'll take from you your time. He'll take from you your energy. And all the time, all he does is he gives you sweet words. Sweet words, sweet sex, and flattery. He tells you everything that you want to hear. And oftentimes, he will even ask you to do sexual things that you wouldn't normally do. You know, it's like how a child always wants to go that little distance with you. Does it just want to push you? A man will do that. He will just push just that little to see if you're going to do it. You know, you say it give you an inch, you will take a yard. Okay? It's the same scenario. It's exactly the same scenario. And so these women, they end up in this situation where they feel as if they're in complete bondage. You know, and she'll say, okay. And then he'll say, jump here. And she'll say, how high? Why? Because she's in this cycle of addiction with this guy. And you know what's really, really sad? Is that the more of herself that she actually gives to this guy, the less of herself does she actually retain. She has literally lost her mind. And then he's got her hair all, you know, he's got her all strung out. There's women that lose their hair, literally lose their hair because of this deception. So when we talk about toxic masculinity, we have to be aware of our participation in enabling this term to even appear. Now, I have a diagram on my website, and it basically depicts a queen on her throne. It was a gift to me that I was given to give to women so that they can see that the role of the man is to pursue the woman, but in doing so, how the woman can keep herself intact. Okay, so if you go to my website, valerieacampbell.com/queen, you will find this diagram. Okay, and this will actually prevent you from engaging yourself in this absolutely shabby behavior from men. Okay, so be aware that you are complicit in enabling this toxic masculinity. And what's really sad is that you think that this man is going to make a commitment to you, but the thing is, you've kind of like fallen into what we say in the Christian world, into a soul tie. And he avoids all forms of commitment. You've actually got things backwards. You're actually bending backwards. You know, you're now doing all of the work. And you think, okay, if I give him this, and if I, you know, if I supply him with that, you know, if I become this to him, you know, he'll stay with me. This is going to entice him to stay with me and do this with me and want to marry me. No, no, ladies. Okay, he's never going to marry you. This type of man avoids commitment at all costs. He's there to take. And if any of you have ever experienced a narcissist, you are there. Supply. He's never going to marry you unless, of course, it's for some kind of huge financial gain. He's never going to be faithful to you because that's not what the game is about. That's not what his strategy is about. It's about taking from you and making you dependent on him like a drug, so that in essence you can be his supplier. And this is what this new term toxic masculinity is about. Okay, it refers to this social construct that we have, that, you know, when you think about social media, just the way that it is, it forms a social construct for men to be the way that they are. The way that we are in a high sex economy, again, it's a social construct that allows men to be the way that they are. This is the times that we're living in. So ladies, you need to wake up from that sleeping beauty. That sleeping is not sweet. You need to wake up. Okay. And what's unfortunate is that the attitudes of these men can actually fall into violence. Okay. During COVID, there has been a huge increase in domestic violence. And a lot of these women, again, this is how distorted it is. Some women actually identify violence as love. You know? They look at violence and they think, well, he's strong. He's going to be able to protect me. And you think, well, that's all I need. It's really sad when you actually really think about it, and it's really, really disheartening. It really is. Because these men have been conditioned by society to actually think that that behavior is attractive. They've been conditioned by these women who have this broken mentality of who they are, that it's okay to be like that. It's okay to be sexually aggressive. It's okay to cheat. That it's okay to sleep around. And these women who do not know who they are, who are sleeping princesses, that have this distorted mind, encourage and are complicit to toxic masculinity. The thing is, when you yourself, you're toxic, you will attract men who are also toxic, period. And so these qualities that I've described, they're not healthy. And a lot of you have to admit that you're attracted. You're attracted to these men. And you're continuously attracted to these men. And that there is a pattern that you've identified, that you attracted to these men who are giving you poison. And you take the poison and you take it down. And then you wonder why your results are poisonous. You know, Wayne Dyer said, look, when you change the way that you look at things, the things you look at change. So women, you have to take on the responsibility of enabling this change. And that's by correcting yourself. Okay? Waking up from being that sleeping princess and taking care of how you actually show up in this world. And if we can do that collectively and share this learning, then a lot of women will be saved from this process and be able to pass it on to the next generation. And combat these narcissistic behaviors and tendencies. So that's why we have a generation that degrades and breaks down and strips women of their queenly identity. you know, a woman, she has to respect herself. She has to respect herself, because if she doesn't respect herself, how is she then going to separate herself from being in that environment and wanting to get out of it? She first has to respect herself enough, even if it's just that enough, to actually get away from that type of person. So we have to look at ourselves and heal ourselves psychologically and emotionally. So I've come to the end of my session here, and I would like to say that if you want to get help in this area, if you want to check your vibe, if you want to know, if you identify with anything that I've said here today, then reach out to me at valerieacampbell.com/contact and book a free consultation with me today. Let's have a conversation and see what's going on and see how we can fix this, because we need to break this drug addict mentality. This drug addict mentality, this pattern needs to be broken. So I love you all. Have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye. To the divine in you. Bye-bye. To the divine in you. Bye-bye. To the divine in you.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.